This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The search for debris from the space shuttle Columbia now stretches several hundred miles from central Texas to Louisiana. Federal officials are collecting the wreckage that fell from the sky as the shuttle re-entered the Earth's atmosphere on Saturday. They are moving it to military bases where they can reconstruct the accident. Much of that work is underway at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. NPR's Debbie Elliott is at the NASA Command Center there, and she joins us now. Debbie, has the debris begun arriving there at Barksdale?
Yes, the first load started coming in here yesterday. They came in both by helicopter, airplane, and some in ground transport. The wreckage right now is being stored in what they call a nose dock, a small hangar. It's called a nose dock because it only fits the nose of a B-52 bomber, but that's still pretty big. It's about 6,000 to 10,000 square feet, according to the officials here. So far, I've been here today. We haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, trucks coming in that looked like anything. There were two very large white trucks from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but it's hard to say if they contain debris or simply equipment for the command center here.
So who would be responsible for studying this debris?
Well, right now, it's basically two investigation tracks coming here. First, there's what's called the NASA Mishap Investigation Team. It's charged with gathering up all these pieces of debris and trying to identify what's what. You know, shuttle parts are all numbered and cataloged, so they will literally be trying to piece together the puzzle from the wreckage. That team includes all the federal agencies, about 100 people from, say, FEMA, the FBI, the National Transportation Safety Board, the Department of Defense, and others. And additionally, a second, separate, more independent review is also underway here by a panel made up of mostly aviation and transportation experts that come from both military and civilian ranks. That board is headed by retired Navy Admiral Harold Gaiman. He co-chaired the investigation into the USS Cole bombing. That group is called the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. And according to NASA officials, it's a more deliberative body. They'll basically be analyzing what NASA has found out and then be making recommendations.
One of the toughest jobs is dealing with the human remains, and I was wondering if the investigators there will be dealing with that as well. Will the remains be sent to Louisiana or elsewhere?
Yes, in fact, they're already here, some of them. For now, Barksdale will be the temporary storage facility for the crew remains. Yesterday, when the first two caskets arrived here, they were formally received by the 2nd Bomber Wing Honor Guard. The airmen presented both the United States and the Israeli flags during what was described as a somber ceremony. The caskets were transported by ambulance to a temporary storage facility here. Eventually, however, all of the remains of the lost astronauts will be sent to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where they'll be handled by the military morgue there.
Just quickly, any sense of how long this investigation may take?
No sense. It definitely won't be days. It'll probably be more like weeks or months, because if you think about this, more than 1,000 pieces of debris from this huge area that stretches basically from Dallas to New Orleans, and they're just now starting to come in. They say not even 1% is housed here. So it's really just the big tip of the iceberg here.
Thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
NPR's Debbie Elliott at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana.